Blog Talk Radio.
Finding out what the Most High, not of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, requires of us. Yes, we do need devotion, as the song alluded to. But I've made a grave error, very grave error, But, and I'm going to correct it. But before I do that, I'm going to bring my brother Cartrell on while I make that correction. We're going to be studying in the second chapter of Nahum. And we have one more chapter in Nahum. And we will go to Habakkuk in Zephaniah, then Zechariah, Malachi, and Job. Got a whole lot of study session before us. And after the second chapter of Nahum, we will do a Song of Solomon about relationships, how pertinent and important relationships are to us. But I'm going to make an apology. I made a great error, as I indicated. And the young fella's on. I've been saying that Gregory was 4 years old. Grave error. Gregory is not 4 years old. He's not a little baby anymore. He's five. He's a big boy. He's the mascot of the show. As a matter of fact, he's on right now. So I'm going to bring him on right quick to say hello before his phone cut out on us. And Cartrell, I'm going to bring your mic on so you can speak to him also. May the Most High bless you, Cartrell. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Shalom, Brother Yom Sufari. Shalom, Gregory. May the Most High bless
you. Okay. We're going to bring him on. Young Gregory, how you doing, young brother? You taking care of mommy? I corrected it. I know you're not 4 years old. Shalom. I know you're 5 years old, so I apologize to you. How you doing, Gregory?
Okay. Shalom, how you doing? I'm good.
You're doing good,
he's
Gregory?
Shy.
Yeah, Gregory, you ain't going to talk to Sue, brother. Come on, don't do it like that, Gregory. You want to talk to Sue? Talk to Sue. Say, hey, Sue, what's going on? It's me.
Why
are you
that shy?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Hey, Gregory, what you doing, brother? What you doing over there?
Watching TV.
Oh, you watching TV? Oh, I hear tell you be laughing at me when I'm singing. What, you don't think a brother can sing or whatnot? You don't think I can sing, Gregory?
Tell him the truth, Gregory.
He's laughing. He's acting so shy. Yeah, I wish you could see him.
Gregory.
That's
Gregory, you wrong,
Gregory.
Gregory, you know you're wrong, but you hurt my feelings. I thought me and you was partners. I thought I could sing something.
You like your songs, right? You want to sing another song? You want to sing another? You don't know?
He said, no, Sue, don't sing. Hey, Cartrell, you got anything you want to say? You want to say to Gregory, Cartrell?
Be honest, Gregory. Tell Yom Sue he can't sing.
You gonna sing? Can he sing or no? You like his song? Speak. You can't see your face. He's shaking his head, yes.
Hey, my God.
Words, Gregory.
My guy, I my guy, Greg. You know I love you, bro. Good looking out, Greg. Thanks
they
for
love
nice
you.
Cocktail,
love
though. Thank you, Greg, for letting Cartrell know that Soup can sing. Thank you, Gregory. And I do apologize. And I do apologize, Gregory. You're not 4 years old. You're a big boy. You're 5 years old. And I do apologize. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right, Mommy and Gregory, y'all come back and get
okay.
We love y'all. Hey, we his godfather. Hey, Mommy, if it caused you any problem, you bring him on. We're going to straighten him out. Cartrell and I, we his godfather. We're going to straighten him out.
You got it.
Take care, y'all.
Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Cartrell, let's get
yes,
busy,
sir.
Brother. Let's get busy. Let's get busy with the Most High Word. In the second chapter of Nahum, it's talking about the destruction of Nineveh, which is Assyria, and what they did to us. The Most High pays back those who do to us. What goes around comes around. And he goes on to say, he who scatters has come up before my face. He who destroys has come up before my face. He who has mistreated my people has come up before my face. You can man the fort. Watch the road. Strengthen your flanks.
fortify your power mightily, but it ain't going to stop nothing. For Yah will restore the excellence of Yahoo, what you've done to them, like the excellence of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out, have destroyed it and ruined their vine branches. The shears of Yah's mighty men are made red because what I'm going about to do to you. The valiant men's are in scarlet. The chariots come with a flaming torches. And in the day of his preparation, the spears are brandished. The chariots rage in the street. They jostle one another in the broad roads. They seem like torches. They run like lightning. He remembers his nobles. They stumble in their walk. They make haste to her walls. The defense is prepared. The gates of the river are open. Palace is dissolved. It is decreed. Nineveh, Assyria, shall be led away captive. She shall be bought up. And her maidservant shall lead her as with the voice of doves, beating their breasts in terror. Though Nineveh of old was like a pool of water, refreshing, now they flee away. Halt, halt, they cry. But no one turns back. Take spoil of silver. Take spoil of gold. There's no end of treasure. A wealth of every desirable prize. She is empty, desolate, and waste. The heart melts and the knees shake. Much pain is in every side. All their faces are drained of color. Where's the dwelling of the lions? They call themselves lions, the Assyrians. And the feeding place of the young lions. Where the lion walked, the lions and lions, cubs, and no one made them afraid. No one made them afraid? Question mark. The lion tore in pieces enough for his cubs. Killed for his lionesses, filled his cave with prey, and his den with flesh. Behold, Yah says, because of the way you have treated my people, the way you have mistreated my people, although I use you, I didn't tell you to abuse them, mistreat them, and dominate and kill them. Behold, I am against you, says Yah of hosts. I will burn your chariots in smoke. And the sword shall devour your young lions, and I will cut off your prey from the earth. And the voice of your messengers shall be heard no more. See, the Most High don't like you putting your hand on his people. Although he may use you, though. Don't get it twisted. But when the Most High, when it comes up before the Most High is going to ask for you. And it's going to get real ugly real quick. Cartrell, any commentaries on what we just read and studied?
It's pretty simple the way you explained it. Those that put their hands on Israel have paid the price because the Assyrians,
exactly.
The Babylonians, the mighty Greeks ain't around no more, are they?
They certainly not, my brother. They
so
certainly not.
That's a word to the wise because there's people who got their hands on us and they have no regard for us. But
exactly.
There's a price to pay for that.
Yeah, Cartrell, there's a price to pay in it, brother.
And the Most High spells it out in the prophecy. We read it. The nations better get to act together. And when you say kiss the son, you better treat the son with kindness instead
exactly.
of with the least brutality.
Exactly.
Yah's coming to avenge his people and stand up for our cause. And he's not standing up for Black Lives Matter. He's standing up for the children of Israel, whom he's gathered.
He's not standing up for the alphabet crew, the LBGTY, XYZ, and whatever, because they have another alphabet next year. He's not standing up for them either. He's not standing up for anybody except his children, Yahoo, Israel. That's what he's standing up for. So you ain't got to worry about going to 60. You ain't got to worry about Kamala Harris being the vice president. What you need to worry about, listeners, you need to solidify your relationship with Yah and make sure you're recognized by Yah when he calls us back together and whatnot. you're recognized by him. And those head busters don't bust your head while they're busting other heads too. Okay? Cottrell, you know what?
What's that?
You know, Little Gregory made me feel good. Well, you know, I need to go into a music career. don't feel alone.
I don't think Little Gregory would advise that for you.
Hey, don't feel all sad, Cottrell. You know, I let you in, bro. Cause you know, Little Gregory, he's got that musical genius. You know, don't hate on the little bro.
I'm not hating on a little bruh. You got him laughing, man. He laughing at you. That should say a whole lot, bruh.
You need to stop it, Cottrell. You know, I love you, bruh. When you gonna stop hating on my singing? That's all I want to know.
I'm not hating on your singing, man. You need some improvement. Don't try to start no groups, man, because there's some demonology involved in the music industry. And I don't want to see you wrapped up trying to get your contract, trying to get your record out there.
Yeah.
It's demonology that's out there, bro.
I tell you what, bro. I'm going to sing in the assembly when we together. How about that?
You going to do what?
I'm going to sing in the assembly when we together, the great assembly, when we're together. I'm going to sing with everybody else singing.
Believe me, you're not going to be in that choir that's in the temple, bro. You're going to be passing through. You're going to go in the east gate, and you're going out the west gate, bro.
You're wrong, bro.
You're coming in the east gate, bro, and you're going out the west.
So you ain't going to go up and sing with the choir?
Nah, man. Those are the elite of our people, man. We don't qualify. We be trying to imitate. We be trying to hang in there, but nah, we don't qualify, bro. You're talking about singing for the king. If you messed up, trust me, it might mean your life. You messed up that note.
All right, bro. Look here, brothers and sisters. We're about to get in another session of our studies, the Songs of Solomon, how relationships are important in our lives. You know, it's just like that song, You for Me for You. You got to understand me like I understand you. You don't put no trouble on me, and I won't be putting no trouble on you. Let's work together. Sometime, unfortunately, because we have been miseducated under this educational system, that we don't know what relationships are all about. We've been torn from our culture cornerstone as to what relationships are all about, how we should promote and encourage one another, the men for the sisters, because they are vital and important. And you don't misuse and mistreat it and put your hand on them and whatnot. You don't do none of that. And vice versa, sister. You don't just badmouth a brother and put him down and call him all kind of bad names. That's not the way to do it. You don't make it hard on one another because once you go out of your houses, the world is at us. So we don't need to be bringing trouble to our doors. We need to bring peace to our doors for our children's sake and for ourselves. To make so gardens can grow under loving care and guidance, but anytime it's stress related, for these gardens are concerned, it's kind of difficult for plants to grow and flourish and so on and so forth. So this is what King Solomon is speaking of, his relationship, and he sees the Shalomite woman as a garden to be cherished and not taken for granted. And she sees him in somewhat in a similar fashion, not to be taken for granted. And so that's why we don't have constructive relationships, because we listen to all this rap music. And I like rap music, like well as the next person, as long as it's constructive and a positive. But these rap songs, they're not songs, they're a hot mess. Any music that you have that you're talking about having a woman, her best friend too, and maybe her poodle and the pink tutu, and then shake it, baby, don't you break it. That's a sexual sensual predicated upon that. It's not predicated upon the whole woman. The whole woman need to be fed, not just a sexual conquest. The whole woman need to be fed. You need to take care of that woman. You need to take care of that. You need to make sure the woman has some plot of land so she can plant a garden. Some of y'all ain't got two dead flies. Some of y'all don't bring nothing to the table but a video game. You're sitting up all day long playing video games. You don't even know how to talk to the sister. You don't know how to talk to the little children and whatnot. And you ain't. And then only thing you got is hell to raise. And then you talking about that's a garden? No, that's not no garden. That's a snake pit. Too many of us are in snake pits and thinking they're gardens. And sisters, I pull no punches when it comes to you, Elijah. Make sure your garden is accessible. Make sure your gardens are attractive. Make sure it appeals and draws the man into you. Ain't nobody gonna come to no garden with a whole lot of snakes in there. A whole lot of anguish and a whole lot of arguing and cussing, fussing, and fighting and whatnot. I'm staying away from that snake pit. And, you know, the onus is on both of us. I'm not putting the sisters down. I'm not trying to put the brothers down. I'm putting all of them down. We have a high bar to attain to, and we need to reach that high bar in our regards. And King Solomon speaks on that subject matter somewhat, how we should cherish it. And it's a Solomite woman. She speaks in that in the same vein of conversation that King Solomon is speaking about. The importance of one another, the importance of communication with one another, the importance of providing an opportunity for the woman to build the garden. And then, because if you ain't got two dead flies and you ain't got two nickels to rub, how are you going to provide that opportunity? So be able to provide for your woman so she can keep and maintain her garden. But if you can't provide for the woman and so she can keep and maintain her garden, what does that say about you? And sisters, keep a good garden. So the man want to come there instead of saying that's a snake pit. Who wants to come to a snake pit? Okay. So let us get started. Turn to chapter 6, the Songs of Solomon. May the Most High bless you, listeners, by the reading and studying, and most importantly, the application of his word to your life. You know, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. And Cartrell can attest to this fact. There's a lot of us Hebrews that can say book, chapter, and verse. Are very astute at it, very astute at it. But when it comes to the application, it's very questionable. We are about book, chapter, and verse on the Real Talk for Real People study show. But more importantly, we are about application. We're simply not about talking about it. We're about being about it and making the application. Because you can have all the book sense in the world. But if you don't make the application, you have not made that leap. You just spouting scriptures, but you had made that leap of trust, that leap of faith in Yah. You had made that leap, and you need to start making that leap, okay? So, if you will, turn to chapter 6 of the Song of Solomon. And he's singing to this gorgeous sister, and the daughters of Jerusalem hitting the first note, and they says, where have your beloved gone? Where your man gone? And they realize she's the best of the best among them, O fairest among women. Where have your beloved turned aside? Where he went to? That we may seek him with you. We want to help you find him. And the Shalomite woman says, he's looking for her. My beloved has gone to his garden. He's looking for me. To the bed of spice, he's in search of me. To feed his flock in the garden. He's feed his flock in the gardens. And to gather lilies. I am my beloved's. And my beloved is mine. He feed his flock among the lilies. I make a good life for the brother. And he's looking for me. I am his and he's mine. It's a mutual consent relationship. And they praise the Shalomite's beauty, the beloved. King Solomon is praising her beauty, not on the physical side, but the internal beauty of this woman. She's the woman of Yah. She knows how to please a man. She knows how to keep a man. And she knows how to make life entertaining. And she's intelligent. She got all that. She's the full package. And he said, oh, my love, you are beauty as Taza, a town in Israel. Must have been a beautiful town. And lovely as Jerusalem. Awesome as an army with banners. You just gorgeous, baby. Turn your eye. Turn, baby, don't even look at me with them eyes. Ooh, we don't even look at me. Look away. Look away. Don't even put them eyes on me, baby. Turn your eyes away from me. For they have overcome me. Don't even look at me, baby. I can't look at you. You're so gorgeous. Your hair is like the flock of goats going down from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep, which has come up from the washing. They fresh. Everyone bears twin. All your teeth are fresh. You brush your teeth, baby. You do some Colgate or whatever, but they fresh. And none is bare. You ain't snag a tooth among them. Like a piece of pomegranate. Your temples behind your veil. And at, obviously at that time, the king must have had 60 queens. And at that time, 80 concubines at that time. And he goes on to make the confession. There are 60 queens. I got 60 queens and 80 concubines at this time. And virgins without numbers. But woman, my dove, my perfect one, my complete, that makes me complete, is the only one of her mother. She must have been the only daughter of her mother. The favorite of the one who bore her. The daughter saw her, and they called her best, so gorgeous. And the queens I got, the queens and the concubines, they praise her, not only for her physical beauty, but because she keeps me entertained, much more than they do, because they rooftop women. They dripping faucet women. Who is she who looks forth as the morning? She's fair as the moon. Clear as the sun, awesome as an army with banners. And the Shalomite, she responds, she says, because I, like I said, this is they just keep giving each other praise. And that's how a man should be toward a woman and vice versa. See, ain't no one no better than the other. It ain't no one-sided street. The man shouldn't be giving all the praise, and the woman shouldn't be giving all the praise. It should be a mutual praise society, as far as the man and woman is concerned. He should praise her. She should praise him. Not bring each other down, as King Solomon is doing to this gorgeous woman, this gorgeous sister. As the Shalomite woman says, I went down to the Garden of Nuts to see the verdure of the valley, to see whether the vine... I wanted to keep everything right. I wanted to maintain my garden for my man to see whether the vine had budded and the pomegranates had bloomed. I wanted to maintain it. Whatever it took to get him, the same thing to keep him. My soul had made me. Before I was even aware, my soul had made me as a chariot of my noble people. We were noble people. Well, once we ain't so noble now. And that's culture. We had culture. We had class. Unfortunately, we got rap songs to talk a whole lot about something that's not good for nothing. And it's not music. It's a bunch of noise. A hot mess that does not promote and encourage our sisters to be the best that they can be. And does not promote and encourage our young men to be the best that they can be. It tells our men to misuse and prostitute our women. It tells our sisters to misuse and prostitute herself. It tells our men to kill your brother, make a rap song about it, and make $1 million, $1 million hit. We're not those noble people. But that's not to say that we can't be those noble people again. It takes application. It takes work. It takes commitment. It takes trust in Yah. And if you want to be those noble people again, they have those healthy and constructive relationships again, you got to trust in some Yah. And you got to put in some work. She has to put in work. You got to put in work. It's just that simple. We try to make everything hard, but it's not. And finally, the beloved and his friend, the king and his friend. Return, return, O Shalomite. Return, return, that we may look on you. Man, I want y'all to see what I got, because y'all ain't going to get none of this. Yeah, this is my God. But I don't mind y'all looking. See, you know, you got these folk now. You can't even go in the grocery store. You can't go nowhere. Guy got a lovely wife. You know, you're going to look at the woman, and this fool want to kill you. What you looking at her for? Hey, man, if you feel that way, you feel so insecure about your woman, and that you won't want nobody to appreciate her beautiful, gorgeous looks, and she all yours, you need to keep her at home. All that old ghetto fabulous mess ain't working on nobody, okay? Work on everybody's nerve. You got your woman upset. You got folks upset. Folks can't go to the grocery store. They see your gorgeous woman. Yeah, they're going to look at her. I'm going to look. Yeah, she's gorgeous. I'm going about my business. You know, and you can appreciate the beauty of women. Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't mean I go to the museum. I look at the pictures on the wall. That don't mean I touch them. Now, if you got a woman like that, the king is telling his friend, I don't care, you look at her, hey, just don't touch her. You go to the museum, you see a picture on the wall, I don't care, you look at it, just don't touch it. And the king is not insecure in his relationship with the Shalomite woman because of the fact he knows she's in his corner. He don't care about nobody looking at her. Matter of fact, he wants you, yeah, you see what I got? Yeah. Oh, she all that, fellas. You see him getting that? And finally, the Shalomite woman says, what would you see in the Shalomite? If it were the dances of two camps, question, what would you see? What would you see in the woman from two perspectives of two camps? Would you see her as loose that anybody can trample through her garden? Or would you see as King Solomon, that he's safe and secure in his relationship with his woman, that he ain't got no problem with nobody seeing, got no problem with nobody walking by the garden just as long as you don't enter? What would you see? And keeping in juxtaposition to your woman, do you see your sister, your friend, as a garden that you appreciate and don't mind nobody looking at because you're secure in the fact can't nobody come in that garden but you? Are you so insecure that you ain't taking care of your business and you have reservation even about your friend? Man, don't be looking at my wife. Hold on, player. That's what I got eyes for. You got a lovely garden, man. That folk appreciate what you got. I ain't got to go in your garden. Stop being insecure. Because if you trust in Yah, as we trust in Yah, and now women trust in Yah, we ain't got no problem with you looking, bro. But if we have this worldly type mind, just like this imprisonment that we're in these United States of America, or elsewhere this we dispersed to, we have been socially engineered and conditioned to be totally possessive, insecure, which is not constructive. You have to trust your women. And women, you had to trust your brothers. And most importantly, you had to trust Yah. And both of you need to be putting in work for Yah. Because if both of you putting in work for Yah, you ain't going to be worried about all the nonsense. All that's going to be drowned out. Just like the Shalomite woman would say, how y'all see me? How y'all see me? But King Solomon saw her as she was, a woman of Yah. A woman that was dedicated to her relationship, was dedicated to her man. She was his friend. She was his sister. And she meant him no harm, as he was her brother, her friend, and meant her no harm. That's what it's all about, brothers and sisters. It's about relationships. It's about building constructive and positive relationships and providing the means and opportunity for our sisters to be able to provide lovely gardens that keeps you entranced, keep you mesmerized, and keep you focused on that sister. Cartrell, my friend, any comments, my brother?
You said a mouthful, man. Our relationships with our sisters have been broken.
Exactly.
We see that in ancient times, they had the type of relationships that we should have, where the men respected the women and the women respected the men. Not only respect, but love, true love. And we've lost that love for each other.
Exactly.
Our sisters don't love our brothers. Our brothers don't love our sisters. Our brothers get money and they want to marry, you know, women of other nations.
Right.
Our sisters is looking for people of other nations. And somewhere along the line, we got to realize that we're broken.
Exactly.
Because we're looking outside of ourselves, and the strength is within ourselves. You know, we are beautiful people. We have a lot of talent. And
our sisters are gorgeous.
Our sisters are the best.
Yeah, they are some of the most gorgeous. They are the most gorgeous women.
Our sisters are the best.
Yeah, they are gorgeous. Yeah.
They are spiritually inclined more than most. They are beautiful. Are you talking about from blue-black to light-skinned?
Exactly.
Albino. Talk about the best bodies on earth. I ain't going to go into details, but
yeah.
That's their body.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, they do.
Our sisters got them bodies. Not only do they have the bodies, but they got their voices.
Oh,
that's
why
we multiply so fast, you know. There
what
was
you
a time.
Say, what you say?
There was a time before rap, son, when we showed in the music that we sang to our women that we really, really loved them.
Exactly.
Talking about the Isley Brothers, the Four Tops, the Temptations, Blue Magic, the Imperials, Lil Anthony and the Imperials, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. We sang them songs to our women because we loved them. I don't know what happened with the rap game.
Yeah,
our brothers.
Man. They dropped.
They dropped the ball.
They dropped the
we
ball.
We were always kind of like similar to King Solomon. We had that savoir faire. We had that smooth rap. We had that, you know, those lyrics and the music. Smokey Robinson. You heard about Smokey Robinson's concert. The women was taking off their, you know,
clothes.
Underwear.
Clothes.
Throwing them on the stage.
You know Gregory,
he wasn't being explicit.
We don't want Gregory to get the wrong idea. He said, Mama, what they were taking off? No, we don't want him. They were taking off their clothes. That's all you need to know. We ain't getting specific.
Throwing them at Smokey.
Yeah, they shoes.
Yeah, whatever. They wanted Smokey to have a souvenir.
Yeah, that shoes. They wanted him to have a souvenir. If you're grown, you know what we're talking about. Yeah, Gregory, the shoes and the coats.
So imagine if King Solomon had a voice like Smokey Robinson. I'm sure he probably was close.
His daddy could sing. He got them genius. He could blow some.
Oh, yeah. No
just
doubt.
Like me. You know, just like me. You know, I can understand.
No, you don't blow like Smokey, man. No. You might be close to your brother.
You need to stop, bro. You need to stop.
Al Green, you ain't no Smokey, bro.
No. But Al Green, I be messing with
thank,
Abby.
Thank
Al.
Goodness we got brothers like Smokey. You know
yeah,
mean?
I be messing with Abby. Out. When I be hitting that note. Abby, I'll say I can sing. No.
You got a little something going on. But
yeah, don't hate on
it. You ain't no pop star, man. At 64. 64, that door was closed, man.
Whatever.
We should have tried that when we was like 18, 19, son.
Get this song on the
But I applaud you, man, because you still be trying, man, because you're all supposed to be praising Yah, singing a new song. And
right.
Brother Yamstuf, you got that song in you, man. Sing your song, man. Don't let me stop you. Don't worry about what I
said. All right, bro. Get this up, bro. Get this up.
All right, going to the Psalms. Yeah. I think today is Psalm 40, right? You read Psalm.
Hey, no, we did 40 yesterday, brother. 41. 41.
All right.
You're right. 41.
Psalm 41. Y'all with me?
We with you.
All right. Another psalm of King David. I got to let you know, because King Dawid didn't write all these psalms. Some of them are written by the prophets. Some of them are written by musicians. But we going through the first phase of them. And the first phase of the psalms that we're reading are by our king, King David. And it's for the choir. This psalm is for the choir. When he wrote this psalm, he wanted our people to sing this song. I don't know how he made it up and sang it, but I'm sure it's a beautiful song. Praise Yah for the reading of the words of King David. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. Yah delivers them in times of trouble. How many of us have consideration for people that are weaker? In a worse off position than us, Brother Yamsuf?
Unfortunately not many, brother.
We tend to look down on people that's below us, right?
Truth be told,
I see it all the time, man. People turn their noses up to the homeless. The homeless be asking them for money. People turn their noses up. I'm like, no, you got to give, you know, whatever change you got in your pocket. You know
what I
do? That person. Yep.
That's what I do.
It may not be a lot, but every little bit helps. If you're helping the poor and those weaker than you, and a lot of times it'd be like veterans coming back from war with that PTS.
Yeah.
They ride on the trains homeless, and people see them, and they scorn them. I'm like, yo, this man's, you know, sacrificed his life. He might not have understanding fighting for Babylon, but he was on the front line, maybe without understanding, and now he's back. And America, supposedly the superpower, don't even take care of their warriors.
Come on, man. If it wasn't for Yah Cottrell, I'd be one of them, too. I would be one of the homeless veterans with PTSD. But thanks to Yah looking out for me, all praises be unto him. You know, I got that PTSD, but Most High has blessed me, and I'm grateful for that. But if it wasn't for Yah, I would be in the same situation. So, no, I can't look down on those men and women.
And we're talking about warriors who've been broken with PTS.
Right.
They shouldn't be the weak amongst us. But
exactly.
If you're living in Babylon, you ain't got no money, trust me, you're in a weak position. You ain't got no money, ain't got no house, you can't feed yourself, can't, you know, buy clothes, wash yourself. Just the basics. You riding up and down on the train, living on the train, and people looking at you with scorn because they think you're supposed to have a job, you know, you're supposed to clean and be decent. Everybody situation is not the same. And when you see people in that situation, you got to help them. You can't look down on them.
Exactly.
Mosiah says, help the people that's weaker than you. But we know the rich get richer in this land and the poor get poorer, right? The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. They don't give a damn about the poor. Not at all.
Well, if they did, if they really cared about the poor, they would send those folks those stimulus checks every week.
That's right.
Every week, send them a stimulus check, and they would enhance those people unemployment. But they don't give a damn about you. They don't give a damn about me. So that's why you need Yah in your life, because Yah cares about you.
So those stimulus checks ran out at the end of July, right? Stimulus checks ran out at the end of July. So people's not getting that $600 or that $1,200. So you sending your children back to school, you know, you got to buy them school equipment, books, and all that kind of stuff. But do you really want to send your children back to school? You got to feed your children. You got to pay rent. And they're not extending that stimulus package. It's crazy. It's crazy. But we see. What does it say? Yah protects and preserves them. Who does he protect? He protects the weak. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desires of their foe.
So if you trust and have faith and Yah is your refuge, no matter what your situation is, Yah is going to provide for you. The Most High is going to protect you. The Most High is going to preserve your life. So he's done that thus far. And our situation is not as bad as when our ancestors came over here butt naked on slave ships, right? So we think our situation is bad, but it's not as bad as that. And we are people who are survivors, and we overcome our situation and our environment. So our situation is not as bad as when they first let us off them plantations, or when we had to work them plantations, or when we came over here butt naked on ships. We, as a people, have managed to survive. So our situation is not as bad as that now, and it may get as bad as that, but we have the ability to overcome. But you have to make the Most High your refuge. Yah sustains them on their sick beds and restores them from their beds of illness. So don't worry about COVID-19, coronavirus. The Most High, if you have faith and trust and hope in him and he's your refuge, he'll even bring you back from that, from your sick bed, your bed of illness. I said, have mercy on me, yeah, heal me, for I have sinned against you. That's our that's the reciprocal relationship. We have to acknowledge that we have been adverse and rebellious against the Most High. When we do that, the Most High will save us. The Most High will heal us. The Most High will protect us. The Most High will preserve us. But it's incumbent upon us. And our attitude towards Yah, what is our attitude towards Yah? Because he has mercy. This is my enemy say of me in malice. When will he die and his name perish? So you know our enemies are waiting for us to die. They want to shoot you up with vaccines. They want to shoot you up with crack and all kind of new drugs and put guns in young men's hands and have us shoot up and shoot each other down, throw us in jail. They want us to die. They have no use for us. Our enemies say of me in malice, when will we die and our name perish? When one of them comes to see me, he speaks falsely, while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it around. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, a vile disease has afflicted him. And that's what our enemies say, that coronavirus, COVID-19, affects our people more than it affects anybody else. So therefore, there's a target on our back. But what they don't tell you that, you know, this disease hit the Europeans real hard. Britain, Spain, Greece, China. This is not an exclusive disease, coronavirus, that affects our people. But our enemies will let you, you know, feel that we're responsible for the disease. And it hits us harder than anybody else. But what does Yah say? It says, even my close friends, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. But may you have mercy on me, Yah. Raise me up, that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me. Why would Yah uphold us? Because of our integrity. We don't worship idols. We don't sleep with other people's wives. We don't go out and murder our own people. We don't sell drugs to our own people. We walk the path of righteousness, and that's part of your integrity, which is why Yah will uphold you. Because of my integrity, you uphold me, and you set me in your presence forever. How can you be in the presence of Yah forever unless he restores your soul? But that's another thing and another subject for another day. But your integrity, your righteousness, you following Yah's orders and his commands, like Joseph, like Moses, like the prophets, being upright and righteous, gives you opportunity to have life forever. Praise be to Yah, the Elohim of Yisrael, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Amen. So every day do we praise Yah. We should give praise to Yah for his wonders, for his benefits, for the life that he's given us, for his promises that he's made us if we live a life of integrity. We can't follow the examples that are around us because people are corrupt, people are wicked, people are violent.
people do not follow the ways of Yah, and we have to be the exception to the rule, like Noah was in his time. Sure, he got a lot of flack for the lifestyle that he lived, but we going against the grain because the world is wicked. It's do your own thing. Do what you want to do under the guise of freedom and the pursuit of happiness. But there's rules and regulations with that.
Yes, it certainly is, Cartrell. Well, listeners, you've been with us on three study sessions. We've studied the Book of Nahum, the Song of Solomon, the Psalms. And what we found out in these studies, the essential core of these studies, is that Yah is about relationships. Yah is about relationships that with other nations, even though the other nations have misused us and abused us, and he calls them up on it. He wished they hadn't, but even that being said, they got to suffer the consequences. The Songs of Solomon, a man between a woman and a man, their relationships, how they should be, which is real culture, a noble people once upon a time that we were. Also, the Songs of Solomon, the Psalms. Most High is talking about relationships again, how you ought to be, as far as your character, your morals are concerned, not predicated upon the character of your enemies, but predicated upon the character, moral, and righteousness of your Elohim, Yah. Relationships are essential. Relationships must be maintained with Yah. Relationships must be maintained with each other. And we shouldn't follow after our enemies in any shape, form, and a fashion. Contrary, your closing remarks, my brother and friend.
I pray that the Most High opens up our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to the wisdom that he's left with our prophets, our kings, so that we can make the changes that are necessary from the trauma that we suffer. We suffer post-traumatic slave syndrome, and we got that slave mentality. And I see my sisters and brothers out there, they're urging people to vote, but these people are not teaching us the truth about ourselves or what Yah's plan is. And they're trying to hold up Babylon, democracy, and that's going to be a fight. We're going to be fighting until we learn the truth, because we're dealing with the people that don't, you know, live up to their treaties. They have another agenda, a secret, hidden agenda that's about them and not about us, which is why in 2020 we're still fighting for the same rights we've been fighting for since the 50s and 60s. Nothing's changed. We have to understand, you know, our position and what's going on with us. So I'm hoping that these studies open up our mind and our hearts to what Yah has intended for us, and we need to share it. You know, we can't be enlightened and not share it with our people. This is a message that has to be spread.
Exactly. I concur with you, my brother and friend. Well, listeners, I want to thank my brother and friend Cartrell from New York City. I want to thank young brother Gregory and this Ema for coming on. Young Gregory, the next time you want to come on and talk, just tell your Ema to push number one on the phone. Whenever you want to talk, we all, if you got a problem, if you need a helping hand, you need some directions, tell your email you want to talk to Soup and Cartrell. And we're all ears, and we'll provide any help we can, because you are our mascot on the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. You and all little boys, little big boys, little five-year-olds, not 4 years old, not little babies, but big five-year-old who listen to that email and listen to the elders in the land, you're a good boy, and we're glad you're the mascot on our show. Cartrell, my brother and friend, we're finna get ready to get out of here. May the Most High bless you, brother.
May the Most High bless you, Brother Yan Soufari.
Thank you very much, my brother.
My young brother Gregory as well, and his family.
I'm pretty sure he gets a kick out of it, because we get a kick out of him. Listeners, I don't know where y'all going, but you finna get ready to get out of here. I'm gonna play this lovely song in the dedication of our sisters and how it should be. Not the way it is, how it should be among noble people. I don't know where you're going, brothers and sisters, but you're getting ready to get out of here. Your thinkers are broken. Get you a new one. Your thinkers are broken because we are broken people. We have been broken by this system. To read generate yourself through the words of Yah. Not only study those words, but most importantly, apply those words in your lives. We love you, and this is for all the sisters and brothers. May the Most High bless you, direct and order your steps, and stop leaning to your own understanding. Shalom, and good night.